The Paiskim discuss the different gradations in halacha between Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim. How do we relate to the different levels of Kedusha? In what aspect is Torah different than Nevi'im and Ksuvim? In what aspect is Nevi'im different than Ksuvim? Are they different? Maybe Nevi'im is on the same level in halacha as Ksuvim. So the Rishonim already discuss the following question. We find that sometimes you can have one author who authored a sefer that went into Nevi'im, and he authored a different sefer that went into Ksuvim. For instance, we find Yirmiyah. Yirmiyahu Anovi authored the sefer Yirmiyah, which is a sefer in Nevi'im. But at the same time, this same author, Yirmiyah, authored the sefer of Eicha. Megillas Eicha was written by Yirmiyah, and he dictated the sefer and had it written via his Talmud Baruch ben Noiriah, but Lemaisa, he was the author, that the Gemara tells us, of the Sefer of Eicha, and the question is, why is the Sefer of Eicha in Ksuvim, when his other Sefer, the one that's attributed is to his name, Yirmiyah, was in Nevi'im? What's the difference between Yirmiyah and Eicha, where we find the first one in Nevi'im and the second one in Ksuvim? The Rambam tells us in Meir Nevuchim that the difference between a sefer that goes into Nevi'im and the sefer that goes into Ksuvim is based on the exact level of communication that the person was having with the Rebbeinu Shlalom when he received this sefer, when he received these words of Torah. The Rambam says that a level of Nevuah is on a higher level than the level of Ksuvim. Why? Because Ksuvim comes on Yidei Ruach HaKodesh, and Nevuah is on a higher level than Ruach HaKodesh. Says the Rambam, a Nevuah a person cannot receive while he's awake, while he's functioning during the day. It has to be when he's sleeping, when he's not in a conscious state, when he's completely on a higher sphere, because it's a higher level of Kedusha. Ruach HaKodesh can be transmitted to a person even while he's awake, even while he's cognizant of his surroundings, because the level of Kedusha necessary for Ruach HaKodesh is not as extreme as the level of Kedusha necessary for Nevuah. So says the Rambam, you could have the same author. You could have Yirmiyah, Hanavi, write one sefer that goes into Nevi'im and one that goes into Ksuvim, and the difference is that when he received the Torah of Nevuah, of Nevi'im, it was on the level of Nevuah, on a higher level of Kedusha, whereas when he received the Torah that he put down in Eicha, that was received in a level of Ruach HaKodesh. It wasn't Nevuah, it was Ruach HaKodesh on a lower level, and that's why it went into Ksuvim rather than Nevi'im. That's what the Rambam says in Meir Nevuchim. Now the truth is that there's a piece from Reb Chaim that seems to go with a different Mahalach. Reb Chaim Soloveitchik was discussing the Gemara in Babasha that tells us that Moshe wrote the entire Torah, but he wrote Shmoyna Psukim, the last eight Psukim, in a different manner than how he wrote the rest of the Torah. And the Gemara over there says that the rest of the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, he dictated the words, he said it, and then he had it written in the Torah. Whereas the way the last eight Psukim were transmitted to Moshe, it was more direct from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the page. It wasn't like he said it out, he had up some amira. Rather, he heard it from Hashem, and he wrote it down. And the amira was not spoken out in between the Messiah from the Rebbeinu Shlalom to the Ksiva and the Torah. Reb Chaim explains that the difference between the Messiah to Moshe of the rest of the Torah and the Messiah of the last eight Psukim has to do with the difference between Ksuvim and Nevi'im. So he's addressing the same question as the Rambam seems to be addressing in Meir Nevuchim. And Reb Chaim seems to say that he has a little bit of a different take on the Chiluk, and says Reb Chaim, perhaps the difference is Nevi'im and Ksuvim Be'etzem have the same level of Kedusha. They have the same level of Kedusha. The difference is not in how sanctified the Divrei Torah are. Rather, he says, what's the difference? He says, Nevi'im were given over to the Navi, the words were given over to the Navi primarily to transmit it to the people. It was nevuah. It was supposed to be a Navi speaking to the people, giving them a nevuah from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Agav, the din was that it was supposed to be written subsequently in a sefer and transmitted l'dayres. But the ikar nevuah was to be said from the Navi to the Olam, to the people in society. So the primary objective of nevuah was to the people. That was the amira of the Navi to the people, the display of the Divrei Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, or the nevuah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to the people, and only then, subsequently, was it supposed to be written down the Dairus. However, says Reb Chaim, Ksuvim, the Iker objective was for it to be written down in a sefer for Dairus. Ksuvim, it was supposed to be Kosov. It wasn't supposed to be Nevi'im, it was supposed to be Ksuvim. It was supposed to be written down, it was supposed to be, perpetuated, L'dayres, and that was the Iker Tafkid. And Agav, he was supposed to say it over, once it was written, he was supposed to say it over to the people, B'Teres Ruach HaKodesh, perhaps. Well, Reb Chaim doesn't discuss exactly Ruach HaKodesh involved in it, but he does mention that the difference between Nevi'im and Ksuvim perhaps was that Nevi'im, the Iker was the Dibur from the Navi to the Olam, and only then was it supposed to be put into a Sefer. Masha Enke, when it came to Ksuvim, the Iker was the Ksiva, L'dayres, and Agav, he was supposed to say it to the people. So Reb Chaim seems to be taking on a different understanding of the difference between Nevi'im and Ksuvim. In Nevi'im, the Iker was the Dibur to the people, the conduct that they were supposed to indulge in or engage in, as a result of the Navi telling them what to do from the Ribbono Shel Olam, Mashen King Ksuvim, the Iker was the Kvius, L'dayres, that was supposed to be put down in a safe. And says Reb Chaim, perhaps that's the Pshat in the Gemara. Most of the Torah, Moshe heard from Hashem and spoke it out, and only then put it down in the Sefer, L'dayres. That was Nevi'im, that was B'Teres Nevuah. Now it was on a higher level of Nevuah than any other Nevuah, and that's why the Torah wasn't higher, because it was Nevuah Smoshe. Nevuah Smoshe was special, it was basically straight from the Ribbono Shel Olam, and there was a certain level of clarity. It was the Spaklam Be'iria, a Spaklam Hame'ira, it was a completely clear vision that Moshe had, and it was on a higher level than any other of the Nevi'im. But it was B'Teres Navi. That was what the Gemara means when it says that he spoke out the words of the Torah, and then he wrote it down. Mashenkin, the 8 Psukim, it says he immediately wrote it down. He didn't have this middle step where he would speak it out, because that was B'Iker, the point, and that was to write it down, and that wasn't the point when it comes to the Amira. The Amira wasn't the Iker objective of the writing down of the last 8 Psukim. Rather, it was the Ksiva from the Ribbono Shel Olam, and it wasn't supposed to be transmitted via Nevuah in the middle between the Amira of the Hashem and the Ksiva in the Torah. So that's the way Reb Chaim understands the difference between Nevi'im and Ksuvim. The truth is that it could be that this discussion could be totally in a Machlekes Rishonim in Tmura, where Taisis in Tmura asks the following question. Asks Taisvis, there's a din in the Gemara that in Gittin Daf Samach, where the Gemara darshins that there's an isser for a person to say words of Torah Shebiksav Baal Peh. You're not allowed to recite the words of Torah Shebiksav of Psukim Baal Peh. It has to be from the Sefer, from the Ksav. And the Gemara over there seems to say that Psukim of Nach, of Nevi'im and Ksuvim, don't have this issue. And Taisus asks, why? What happened to this Isser of saying out Baal Peh words from Torah Shebiksav? Says Taisus in Tmura Dav Yud Dalet Amud Beis, perhaps the entire Isser of saying Baal Peh words of Torah Shebiksav only applied to the actual words of Chamisha Chumshi Torah. But when it came to the words of Nevi'im and Ksuvim, there was no Isser of saying out loud on Baal Peh Torah Shebiksav. That's the Shita of Taisus in one place, and other opinions in the Rishonim disagree. Other opinions hold, no, there isn't an Isser to say out Baal Peh words of Torah Shebiksav, even when it came to Nevi'im and Ksuvim. So it's Machlekes Rishonim. Now Lamaisa, according to Taisvis, it would seem, If you assume that the Isser of saying Baal Peh, words of Torah Shebekhtav, does not apply to Nevi'im and Ksuvim, what would be the Pshat in that? L'chair, the Pshat would be that the objective of Chumash, of Chamisha Chumashri Torah, is for it to be B'Ksav, and therefore there's an Isser to say Baal Peh, because the primary objective of these of this part of Torah is to for it to be B'Ksav. Masha'enkein Nach, perhaps there's no Isser of saying Baal Peh Torah Shebekhtav. Why? Because the Iker objective of this part of the Torah, of the Nevi'im and Ksuvim, was for Amira, for Dibor, for saying it to the people. It was B'Torah's Nevuah. It was supposed to be delivered and transmitted to the people and then subsequently put down in the Sefer. But the Iker point wasn't to write it down in a Sefer, and therefore there's no Isser to say Baal Peh the words of the Ksav when it came to Nevi'im and Ksuvim. However, Reb Chaim distinguished between Nevi'im and Ksuvim. He said that this Havana, this understanding, only applied to Nevi'im, that the point was to transmit it Baal Peh rather than put it Piksav. When it came to Ksuvim, Reb Chaim said that the point was to put it Piksav. However, Tosis and Temur that says that the Isser of saying Baal Peh, Torah Shebiksav, doesn't apply to Nevi'im and Ksuvim, Tosis is Mashma, that both by Nevi'im and Ksuvim, the objective was Baal Peh, to say it to the people and not to have it written down B'Ksav. But Lamaisa could be that that is the Machlokes Rishonim over there. How to understand the nature of Nevi'im and Ksuvim. The Rishonim that hold that the Isser of saying out loud Torah Shebiksav, saying Baal Peh, Torah Shebiksav, L'chaira, they hold that the Isser, if it applied to Nach, was because also by Nach, the point was to put it down B'Ksav, and therefore also by Nach, there exists an Isser to say Teresh Baal Peh, and perhaps Tyson Tamur disagreed, and he held that perhaps no, only Chamisha Chumshi Torah had its objective tied to the fact that it was written B'Sefer and Kavua B'Ksav. Akoponim, it seems to be a Machlaikis Rishonim as to the nature of Nach, if it's primarily meant to be delivered b'mesayra to the people, or it was primarily supposed to be written b'ksav. And Reb Chaim seems to distinguish between Nevi'im and Ksuvim with respect to this very question. Now, when it comes to halacha lemaisa, so how do we paskin? So before we get to the actual psak, we should point out one final ha'ara from the Mabit. And that is as follows. The Gemara in Brachis Daf Hei darshins a pasuk that Moshe Rabbeinu learnt and had transmitted to him by the Rabbeinu Shleilam Tanakh and Gemara. The Gemara has a whole drasha over there, and the Gemara says that Moshe received from Rabbeinu Shleilam Chamishi Chumshi Torah, Nevi'im, Ksuvim, and Mishnayis. The Gemara basically says that Moshe received everything. So the Mabit, based on this Gemara, explains the following idea. He says that you find that the Gemara in Brachis says that Moshe tiken Birchas Hazon, right? Moshe Rabbeinu was masakin the first bracha that we have in Birchas Hamazon. As I like the Mabit, as I like the Gemara in Brachis. Now, asks the Mabit, we find that a couple of psukim that we recite in the first bracha of Birchas Hamazon are psukim from Tehillim, which was written by David HaMelech, right? We find Pesach Yadecha Maspil Chol Chai Rotzoin. You find in the Siddur that there are a couple of psukim in there that are written that come from Tehillah. So some say that when the Gemara says Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the first bracha, was masakin the first bracha, it doesn't mean that he actually wrote the exact wording and the exact nusach. Rather, it means the idea, the concept of the first bracha was instituted by Moshe, but not the actual nusach. The Mabit says no. The actual nusach came from Moshe Rabbeinu. A couple of psukim come from Nach, from Ksuvim, from Tehillim, where David HaMelech is the one that wrote it. Zok the Mabit, very geschmack. Because the Gemara says that Moshe received from Rabbeinu Shleilam not just the Chamishi Chumshi Torah, but everything. So he knew words of Nach. He knew words of Ksuvim. He knew words of Tehillim. And that's why you find that there's a couple of psukim in Birchas Hazon and Birchas Hamazon. Okay, so that is the Mabit, and now we get to how we pass Lamaisa. How does this play out, Lamaisa, the distinctions, the different gradations between Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim? So we're going to just list a couple of them. There actually seems to be a three-way contradiction as to how to apply this lemaisa. Number one, the Gemara in Megillah, in the end of Maseches Megillah, tells us about the Isser of placing a Chumash on top of Nevi'im and Ksuvim, a Torah on top of a lower level of Kedusha, and Nevi'im and Ksuvim has to be on top of the lower level of Svarim that exists, you know, at least in the times of the Gemara. Nowadays it could be everything changes, but there's a Isser to put a Sefer that has a higher level of Kedusha on a lower level of Kedusha. That's what the Gemara is talking about in Maseches Megillah. Now, when the Lashon of the Gemara discusses the different gradations, it says that a Sefer Torah has to be on top of a Chumash, and the Chumash can't be on top of a Sefer Torah, because the Sefer Torah is more holy. And the Chumash has to be on top of the Nevi'im Uksuvim, and the Nevi'im Uksuvim has to be on top of Shar Svarim. You have a Gemara, so the Nevi'im Uksuvim should be on top of Shar Svarim. Let's say a Gemara. So the Ran is Medayik, that it seems from this Gemara that Nevi'im and Ksuvim are on the same level of Kedusha Api Halacha. And therefore, when it comes to placing a higher level of Kedusha type of Sefer on a lower level of Kedusha type of Sefer, you're allowed to put a Chumash on top of Nevi'im and Ksuvim, but there's no problem if you put Nevi'im on top of Ksuvim, or Ksuvim on top of Nevi'im. So even though one might have assumed that Nevi'im have a higher level of Kedusha than Ksuvim, and therefore you should be not allowed, it should be prohibited to put a Sefer of Ksuvim on top of Nevi'im, the Gemara is not mashma like that. The Gemara says you have to put a Chumash on top of Nevi'im and Ksuvim, and Nevi'im and Ksuvim, let's say, on top of a Gemara. The Gemara doesn't say Nevi'im and Ksuvim have a difference when it comes to putting a Ksuvim on top of Nevi'im. So the Ran's Medayik, they have the same level of Kedusha. However, the Magen Avraham asks this question, that the Ran in Maseches Rosh Hashanah says otherwise. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, over there towards the end, the Gemara is talking about the tefillahs that we recite during Musaf on Yom Kippur, on Rosh Hashanah. And the Gemara says that we say Malchiyos, Zichroinos, Shofros, there are different tefillahs that we recite in Musaf. And the Gemara over there says that we start off by saying psukim from Ksuvim, then we say psukim of Nevi'im, and then we say psukim of Chamishichum Shetayr, of Tayr. That's what the Gemara says. The Ran explains what's the inyan. Why do we start from Ksuvim, we go to Nevi'im, then we go to Chamishichum Shetayr, says the Ran? Because of the klal of Malam B'Kodesh Ve'Ema Ridim. We always go up in Kedusha, we always ascend in Kedusha, and therefore we start by the lower level, and then we go to the higher levels. So that's why we start by Ksuvim, we go up to Nevi'im, and then we go up from there to Chamishichum Shetayr. As Isaac the Ran. So the Ran L'Chayra is saying that we do treat Nevi'im differently than Ksuvim, and Ksuvim are lower than Nevi'im, and that's why you start by Ksuvim, you go to Nevi'im, and that is a key of the din of Malam B'Kodesh. So it seems to be a contradiction in the Ran. And now there's a third place, and the third place seems to contradict both places that we just mentioned. The third place is in Hilchos Beis HaKnesses, where we find the halacha also that comes from the Mishnah and Maseches Megillah toward the end, where the Mishnah says that when you sell a shul, the money that you accept, that you receive from this sale, has to be used for a higher level of Kedusha. So if you, let's say, sell a shul, the money can go to a teva, that's Aron HaKodesh, or a Sefer, a Mitbach HaShel Sefer Torah, or a Sefer Torah, anything that's on a higher level of Kedusha. And the Mishnah lists examples of how you go up. And in that Mishnah, it says that you could sell the shul and with the money buy a teva of a shul, which is a higher level of Kedusha. And from there you could buy, let's say, a Chumash or Nevi'im and Ksuvim. It puts Chumash together with Nevi'im and Ksuvim. And from there, with that money, you go up in Kedusha, you could purchase a Sefer Torah, which is on a higher level of Kedusha. But over there, it seems to equate both a Chumash together with the Nevi'im and Ksuvim. Now, until now, even in the Gemara and Megillah that said that you're not allowed to place a higher level of Kedusha Sefer on a lower level, it says that a Chumash is allowed to be placed on Nevi'im and Ksuvim, but Nevi'im and Ksuvim are not allowed to be placed on a Chumash. So over there, you clearly see that Chumash is on a higher level than Nevi'im and Ksuvim. Over here, we're saying that when it comes to using the money from a sale to buy a higher level of Kedusha, Chumash is placed on the same level as Nevi'im and Ksuvim. So the Magen Avraham actually asked this kasha, and the Magen Avraham disagrees, seemingly, with the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch seems to say that with the sales, the Chumash is on the same level as Nevi'im Ksuvim. And the Magen Avraham says, no, you see from the Ran, you see from the Gemara Megillah, that Nevi'im Ksuvim perhaps on the same level, but Chumash is on a higher level. So you can't equate Chumash together with Nevi'im Ksuvim. And then, the Magen Avraham adds, the truth is that even with respect to Nevi'im Ksuvim, there's a stira in this regard. And the Ran in Rosh Hashanah, when it comes to the Tfilis on Rosh Hashanah, says that Nevi'im is on a higher level than Ksuvim. So even in that respect, there's a stira. And first, there's Ksuvim, and the higher level is Nevi'im, and the higher level is Chamisha Chavshei Torah. So the Magen Avraham asks the stira. The Chasam Sofer explains that it's not really a contradiction, and it really depends on what you're talking about. When it comes to the Kedushas Sefer, which the Gemara in the end of Megillah is talking about, when it comes to putting one Sefer on top of a different Sefer, says the Ran, the Kedusha of Chamishi Chavshei Torah is more Kaddish inherently than Nevi'im Ksuvim, because you could be mashlim it, you could make a Sefer Torah out of it, it has a Shaychus to a Sefer Torah, and therefore, if you have a Chumash, it has a higher level of Kedusha inherently than Nevi'im Ksuvim, therefore you can't place a Nevi'im Ksuvim on top of a Chumash. However, when it comes to reading the psukim of Ksuvim, and then Nevi'im, and then from the Chumash, when it comes to the Tefillah on Rosh Hashanah, you do start from Ksuvim, you go up to Nevi'im, and then you go up to Chamishi Chavshei Torah, because Lamaisa, the level of Kedusha of Nevi'im, is more Kaddish, but when it comes to the Kedusha Sefer Be'etzem, they're on the same level. That's what the Chasam Sofer explains, and says the Chasam Sofer, when it comes to selling, over there, even Chumash is on the same level as Nevi'im Ksuvim, because over there we're handling what? Selling it to purchase something to learn from. Over there you're handling the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So the Chasam Sofer claims that when it comes to the mitzvah of learning, it's the same Chumash together with Nevi'im Ksuvim, they're both the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, and therefore, when it comes to selling one for the other, they're all on the same level, because they're all being purchased in order to learn from, and therefore, mitzvah, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, they're all equal. At any rate, that is the Chasam Sofer, how he tries to reconcile these seemingly contradictory rulings when it comes to the levels of Nevi'im and Ksuvim. Now, we should conclude with the well-known psak of the Aruch HaShulchan, who's Mechadish, that perhaps nowadays you're allowed to put even a Gemara on top of Nevi'im Ksuvim, even Nevi'im Ksuvim on top of a Chumash, because he wants to claim that the entire halacha doesn't apply when all of the Svarim are printed. Since they all have printed Svarim in shuls nowadays, so they don't have the same level as Kedusha that they used to, and there's no Isser to put a lower level of Kedusha on a higher level of Kedusha, because they all have the same level of Kedusha since they're all printed today. Not everyone agrees with the Aruch HaShulchan, it's a machlekes, but it's clear that the Minhag HaOlam tends to be meiko when it comes to the Shaila, and the justification, l'chayr, is based on this Aruch HaShulchan.